Yeah, well, I think I just got a cramp in my neck of shaking my head so much when hearing that that intro music. But I digress.
I told Monty when we were coming out, I go, he hates this music. Absolutely hates. I remember when you were coming in for the show, and we just fired the first segment coming back, if you would show up late or something, I would fire this off, and you hate that intro music. You absolutely hate it, and I know you do.
Why did you pick this walk-up music then?
I don't even know what to say. I certainly don't think it's accurate, for one thing. But you know, I don't think we need to get into a lot of detail on that.
But Shawn Michaels, the WWE superstar, his own version of Sexy Boy is not your walk-up music. I mean, come on.
I'm afraid it's not. I'm afraid I'm not cool enough or sophisticated enough to have walk-up music. But
if you had your choice, Sexy Boy or Pretty Fly for a White Guy, which one would it be?
Quite the choices there, fellas. I think I'd have to punt on both, but I don't know. I guess flip a coin. If it's one of those two, I guess flip a coin and just let it roll, baby.
Okay, so. Well, I'm picking, so it's gonna be it'll probably be a mash. I might do a mashup of them. Actually,
yeah,
I might play them both at the same time. See if we can do that. That might actually be better. Robert Gagliardi joining us here on the program. YO Sports, Laramie Boomerang, our Wyoming football, men's basketball insider. Cowboys, some time off here, Gags. We talked to Alan Edwards today, and did you see the win over South Carolina last Wednesday coming, the way that this Cowboy basketball team had been playing, especially against such a big physical team that South Carolina was?
I really didn't, guys. You know, and I remember just, you know, even in pregame warmups, I'm watching, looking at South Carolina on the eye test, and I'm like, my God, even their skinny guys are big. You know what I mean? I just the pure size of them, I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be tough. But you know, give Wyoming credit. They, you know, they got off to a rough start, but kind of righted the ship, and you know, played maybe its best basketball game, at least to this point of the season. You know, I'm not saying it was perfect by any means, but you know, they took care of business. I think it helped that South Carolina couldn't hit a layup, as Frank Martin said after the game, and I think there's something to that. But I thought Wyoming played well and, you know, held their own with the physicality. I mean, they were out rebounded, but I mean, I thought, you know, they certainly didn't let that get to them or affect them. I thought, you know, for the most part, it was, again, not a perfect game, but from what we've seen from this team so far this season, I think it was maybe their best game to this point. Certainly can get better, but a much-needed win. And, you know, look, I don't know where South Carolina is going to fare, how, you know, where it's going to place in the SEC. More, you know, probably not overly high, but who knows? You know, they're well-coached. Just a good win and a much-needed win for this team, not just to, you know, snap a losing streak, but to also just kind of maybe give the guys a boost. And now it'll be interesting going into tomorrow. And even, Keith, you were, you know, listening to Alan Edwards today, is how do they respond to it? How do they build off that? You know, I'd hate to see them just come out and say, oh, we're playing Denver. You know, we can just show up. This isn't a Power 5 team or this or that. You know, we saw what that kind of mentality has when you play the UC Santa Barbaras and Niagaras and Northern Colorados of the world. So hopefully they can build on it. And as we get into the Christmas break and get closer to conference play, maybe build a little momentum and get things going a little bit for them.
Did you hear the comments from Frank Martin regarding maybe some of the Wyoming fans to cut out the criticism of Alan Edwards and things like that? Was that during your interview? Because I Reese was telling me about the, and I never found those comments.
Yeah, he came in and talked to us, you know, in the interview room before the Wyoming players did. And even I talked to Frank Martin before, you know, for a little advanced story, and he even didn't say those exact things, but alluded to some of those similar things. And found that kind of interesting. I wasn't surprised to hear, you know, I know there were some unhappy fans, and, you know, after every game, everyone gets on the social net, you know, social media, and, you know, fire Edwards, fire Berman. Hell, I think someone wants me fired, for God's sakes, blaming me for this. I don't know, but, well, yeah, join the one list, right? But, you know, I think that's, you know, certainly that's Frank, you know, sticking up for his guy. You know, that's like he's saying, I mean, he told me that's, you know, Alan Edwards is like a son to him, and, You know, it was interesting. I wasn't surprised. I think, you know, Frank Martin is a very loyal guy to his guys, and he thinks the world of Allen Edwards. And I thought that was a pretty well coached game by Edwards and the staff. I thought they handled things pretty well. But I wasn't really that surprised by it. In fact, in some ways, especially since Wyoming won, I thought maybe he would say something like that. I think he probably would have said something similar, maybe even more animate if Wyoming had lost that game. But it certainly didn't necessarily surprise me. What little I've gotten to know Frank Martin over the last couple of years with this series, it certainly doesn't surprise me.
DU is a team that is kind of similar to the Cowboys from what I was gathering, Gags. Three wins, and they're beat up a little bit too. Both coming off of wins, although DU beating Western State, not quite as impressive as beating South Carolina. But this is a game Wyoming should win. Now, we've had a few of those, and they haven't won. But do you agree? I mean, I know Rodney Billups has done some good things there, but it's a game Wyoming should win tomorrow night.
Well, probably should, but Denver's a little different where they've, you know, they got a couple Division I transfers that mm-hmm. that are playing, they're having pretty decent impacts. The Harrell kid, the kid from, he's a graduate transfer from Creighton, and he's leading him in scoring. He's a 6'7 type of wing, scoring it, rebounding it, shooting about 41% from three. And then they got a 6'9 forward grad transfer from Colorado who's, I don't think he's played in all their games, but he's playing now, and he's adding something to him. And Rosga is the point guard, and he's pretty good. I think they may still be missing one other guy, that kind of a regular guy, but, you know, I think this is a game Wyoming should win, but they're only going to win it is if they come out and play good basketball. Like, you know, kind of like I alluded to earlier, if they just come out and just show up, you know, they can easily get beat, and we've seen that already this season. So I think Wyoming should win this game. If it comes out on edge and you know, follows the game plan and plays well. But if they don't, they're going to have their hands full and very easily could get beat tomorrow night.
Switching to football a little bit, Gags, stay with me here. SB Nation, of course, the report is that, you know, Kansas State is going to hire Chris Kleiman out of North Dakota State. They lose another head coach. But according to SB Nation, a name to look for Kleiman to bring with him, should he get the job, would be Wyoming defensive coordinator Scotty Hazleton. They briefly overlapped on Craig Bull's staff, and Hazleton, of course, eventually joining Bull and Laramie. Had you heard anything about that? What are your thoughts when you hear that? Again, that's according to SB Nation. I want to throw that out there.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Scotty Hazleton thing comes up in jobs like this. I mean, look, he was a finalist for the Notre Dame's offense or defensive coordinator's job last year and didn't get it. And Colorado State tried like gangbusters to hire him away. You know, Scotty Hazleton makes $400,000 as Wyoming's defensive coordinator. He's the highest paid assistant on that staff, and, you know, even more than Brent Vegan, the associate head coach and offensive coordinator. Sure, Kansas State can offer more than $400,000, so, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, I don't think when Craig Bull, you know, brought Scotty on that, you know, he certainly wants to keep him as long as he can, but I don't know if he figured he was going to be able to keep him forever, you know. So, I mean, I'm not saying that Scotty Hazleton's going to Kansas State or anything like that. I don't know if it's necessarily a rebuilding thing. You're stepping into the shoes of a legend there and Bill Snyder, but it doesn't surprise me that that name comes up, not just because of the ties they share, and I'm sure there would be more money involved there, but plus Scotty Hazleton's a pretty good football coach. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. I don't know what will come of that, but, you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed, but also wouldn't be surprised if he went over with Kleiman and gave it a shot in the Big 12, because we all know defense is optional in the Big 12.
Well, we looked it up, just so you'll know, Gags. Keith went to the NCAA pay scale, and the two highest-paid coaches, assistant coaches at Kansas State, are making $480,000. So it's not a huge jump unless they're going to put a bunch more money in there. It's only about $800,000 different, or about $80,000 different between Wyoming and Kansas State at that position. So.
I don't know when you bring in someone else, you know, there's always, oh, there'll be changes. I know Chris Kleiman is going to be making $2.3 million, at least from the early reports I saw with incremental raises and stuff. And, you know, a lot of times when coaching staffs change, there's, you know, maybe pools of money get you know, divided differently and stuff. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think Kansas State's a good job. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But, you know, if your finalist for the Notre Dame defensive coordinator job is Kansas State the not the end-all be-all, but is that a big-time step? I mean, it's a big-time step as far as going to a Power 5 conference and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But is that a big-time move, I guess? And I guess that's only, you know, if Scotty Hazleton's offered it and he has to contemplate that, that's his decision to make. But on the surface, I'm not sure if that is or not.
Gags, where are you going to be at book-wise and everything like that? I know Christmas is coming up, and you've, of course, got your book on the Border War that is out there. You and Ryan Thorburn are co-authoring that. Make a nice Christmas present, I'm sure. Where is this book going to be available at if people want to get a copy?
Well, the best way right now is you can get it online on Amazon and also get the ebook on Kindle. It's in both Brown and Gold outlet locations there in Cheyenne and in here in Laramie. You can get them at both campus bookstores, although, you know, the sales at the CSU bookstore were very, very slow, to be kind. Get them just down the street there at from the radio station at Phoenix Books and Music there in Cheyenne. And they're also, if you're in Laramie, you can get them at the Second Story and Night Heron Books in downtown Laramie. No signings set around the holidays. Working on a couple things, but if anyone's interested, I know Ryan and I both have signed copies. So, you know, I know we've had some inquiries about, you know, wanting signed copies from both of us, and with Ryan in Oregon, obviously me here, it's a little tough, but we did some logistical work so we can get people signed copies from both of us if they're interested, and you can just reach out to me or Ryan on that. So there's plenty of places to get them if you would like them.
Can I just sign your name and say it was you?
That would probably actually add value to the book if you did that, yes.
Going to make a great Christmas gift for a Wyoming fan out there, or, you know, if you happen to have a CSU fan or something like that.
The problem is CSU doesn't like it because they're on the losing side so much.
you would think that because that's trying to get the good folks, the Don, the Green and Gold to purchase it is like pulling teeth right now.
Well, it's just you need to have it, you know, the Front Range War or whatever they call it, you know, that's their real rivalry is CU, who they really can't beat.
Right. Gags, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Sounds good, guys.
See ya.